Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news that you need to know. If the sign gift of speaking in tongues is for today, it must follow very strict biblical requirements. That's the headline. In a moment, David James will join me with more details on this story.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
David, probably the most well-known sign gift is speaking in tongues, and there is definitely a lot of confusion about its purpose. Why the Lord gave tongues as a sign on the day of Pentecost.
The Jews in Jerusalem were confused about hearing the Galileans speaking in languages that they didn't understand, but there were Jews from all over the known world who were there for the Feast of Pentecost, and they did understand what these Galileans were saying. So Peter goes on to explain what they're seeing as far as tongues, and he does it by quoting Joel chapter 2. And what's interesting, Joel does not mention tongues at all. So the question is, how does Joel explain tongues? Well, the theme of that passage in Joel is the day of the Lord. Then in Jeremiah chapter 5, verse 15, Jeremiah says exactly the same thing as part of judgment of the day of the Lord. And then Isaiah, in Isaiah 28, again in the context of the day of the Lord judgment, Isaiah says, "For with stammering lips and another tongue he will speak to this people." And what's so amazing about this is that that is the exact passage that Paul quotes in 1 Corinthians 14 to say that this is a problem there in the church. So actually it's a sign of the day of the Lord judgment.
In my study, I understand, David, that the Apostle Paul gives some very strict guidelines concerning speaking in tongues in the church. Would you agree with that?
1 Corinthians 14, verse 27, he says, "If anyone speaks in a tongue, let there be two or three at the most, and each in turn, so no more than three in any given church meeting, one at a time, and there must be an interpreter." So someone who has a gift of interpretation is someone who can understand a language that they have not learned. And I think this gift of interpretation was twofold. One, it converts tongues into prophecy, so it edifies the church. And also, if someone with a gift of tongues can't understand what somebody is saying who thinks he's speaking in tongues, then that person is not really speaking in tongues, and then they can tell them to be silent. And then finally, in verse 34, Paul, in the context of speaking in tongues, says, "Let your women keep silent in the churches." If the churches today, the charismatic churches, would observe Paul's guidelines, which he says are from God, probably the charismatic movement would collapse.
David James with a biblical understanding of the sign gift of speaking in tongues. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. You know, Jesus Christ warned about signs, wonders, and miracles that would be prevalent in the end of times. That's Matthew chapter 24 and verse 24. Revelation chapter 16, verses 13 to 16, refers to satanic creatures using signs, wonders, and miracles to gather the armies of the world to Jerusalem for the campaign of Armageddon. Revelation chapter 13 tells us of satanic signs, wonders, and miracles during the tribulation period. The proliferation of signs, wonders, and miracles today is actually setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until...